I shared with the good folks at the 5 p.m. Mass how I prepared a resounding homily about repentance and how you are to be careful because there is unquenchable fire. And then I watched a game of football and everything changed. At halftime, they showed the dressing room of the winning team. At halftime, I thought the coach was going to drop a game plan and everything. No. What he did was to tell them, keep doing what you're doing. He was praising them, exhorting them, continue because you are winning. Yes, we have not reached the finish line, he said. We have not crossed to the winning, but you are doing the right thing. Just keep doing what you are doing. And I said, okay. I ditched the former homily of unquenchable fire. Because today, dear friends, if we noticed, we did not hear the voice of Jesus in any of the readings. The first reading was the voice of our brother, Isaiah, speaking about Jesus, of course. The second reading was the voice of our brother, Paul, speaking about Jesus, of course. The gospel was about our brother, John the Baptist, speaking about Jesus. There is one coming after me who is mightier than I. I'm not even worthy to untie his sandals. It is all about the heralds of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is about you and myself, their friends. And that is why I thought, maybe, this Sunday, second Sunday of Advent, maybe we think about ourselves and assess how far we have been heralds of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to ourselves and to the wider community. I looked, dear friends, as the pastor of the parish, and I think we are winning. I am happy to announce to you, dear friends, as a parish and as individuals, we are winning. We are on the winning side. So let us continue what we are doing. I probably will end this homily here because... But let me point out one or two things why I say that we are winning. A few weeks ago, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, someone came to me and was asking permission to come with a pyx to take communion to our brothers and sisters at the back of the church who, for physical reasons, sometimes do not come up for communion. That person had no reason to do that except for the love that the person had for people who were probably not family, but because they are human, because they are part of this wonderful parish. She wanted to reach out to them because up here, how do we know that one or two may not be receiving communion because they cannot come up physically? And how many times have the people who take communion up to the choir asked, Father, could you put a little extra because we want to give to our brothers and sisters who cannot make it physically up here? Quietly taking care of people. I go to the nursing home for masses, the retirement homes also. And there are people there before I even get there. Parishioners are already there helping those who are working, helping those who are paid to work in the nursing home to wheel our brothers and sisters out for mass. They are not compelled to do that, but out of love for the people there, out of concern that they probably may not be able to make it to mass in a month or 2 months or half a year, they go there and they bring them out and help take them in. Not one of them says, oh, it's not my job, I'll just sit there and get my own mass and end of story. Not at all. It's edifying. It is inspiring. And after mass, they will tell you, oh, Father, Peter is not doing very well. Could you go see him? I'll find out his room. They run all over the place to find out the room where Peter is so that you can go and visit with Peter. It is edifying. It is inspiring. The St. Vincent de Paul that we run here, as in many other parishes, I have it on good authority that the collections that we have factor in also the food, the canned food that we donate. We raise, if you put it all in monetary terms, close to $40,000 every year from this parish for those who go without. I have not heard anybody, because the sentiment out there is that when you give, to those who are on hard times, you are probably enabling them. It is a judgmental sentiment. I have not heard it in this parish ever. Nobody has ever come to me to say, let us stop this. I have not also seen it, because there is no complaint from St. Vincent de Paul that people are no longer given. It is because of the love that you bear for those who probably you do not know. The CWL, the Knights of Columbus, I'm privileged to be in their midst. I cannot tell you the number of times and the number of things they do for those who need their help. It is really, really inspiring and edifying. The Giving Tree that we have every year, I've observed them at the back of the church. They always, always have to restock after every Mass. They have to restock those little angels so that people will pick them, because it goes really fast. The sentiment out there could also be, what business of mine is it? I have my own family to take care of. I have my own siblings. I have my own nephews and nieces to buy gifts for. Why should I care about someone? Let them go to the government assistance. Not at all. St. Mary's Parish continues to put smile in the faces of those who will probably be directing invective towards God because they have nothing to give their children. If we close our eyes for a moment and imagine a little child looking up to you as a parent on Christmas Day, because they know there is no gift for them. They know there is no joy for them that Christmas. Just this morning, somebody brought a frozen turkey, and I thought it was for me. So I asked, who is it for? He said, anybody who needs it. How much lovelier could this be on a Sunday morning? Father Stephen and myself, we were just there, and we were happy. And that is what St. Mary's Parish is all about. We are truly heralds of the gospel. That is why I'm saying, dear friends, we are winning. Let us continue as the coach told his players. Let us continue what we are doing. Let us continue. We have not reached the finish line. We are still here on this earth. But I think I'm convinced that our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we proclaim to the people of Lindsay and beyond, I am sure he's smiling at us. I am sure he's proud of us. I am sure we as a people should be proud of ourselves, dear friends. And so when evening falls between 6 and 8 p.m., I would encourage all of us to sit back, relax, be proud, and raise a glass of orange juice. And if you are so inclined like myself, you can raise the glass of the other stuff. Peace be with you.